Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. It'll be another warm one today. Had a couple warm warm days where these temperatures are, we didn't get any work up to it, right? We didn't go so gradually to it. Went from some cold temperatures to real hot. So it takes something to get used to, right? But you know, our plants are feeling the same way. So those are some things we need to remember at this time, you know, get back into our watering habits that we did in the past, you know, so we can keep our plants that we're putting in, or, you know, who have been in there for a while, keep them established so they're not going to be affected by this, because that is one of the biggest factors when it comes into most of our plants is the watering. And how we can take care of it and make sure that it doesn't dry out, etc. You know, common theme from the past year with having a drought, a lot of plants, lawns, etc., didn't make it just because of the fact that there was a giant drought. I mean, the drought was real bad. So, you know, watering now, helping establish some of the roots on your plants so they can find the water themselves when it comes a little bit later on if we do have some major issues with water again. So, you know, we can talk a lot about that today. We can talk about a number of different things. I know, you know, you'll tell me what we're going to discuss, because we have a lot of different topics we can speak about. So definitely, you know, give us a call and let me know what you would like to have answered, etc., and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, we can talk a little bit about, you know, watering. Watering is a very important thing, obviously, to be doing with our garden, with our plants, etc. But, you know, there's a couple things that I... You know, a couple little pointers, little tips that I always try to bring up with people just to let them know, you know, try to do this a little bit more. You know, think of when your plants are completely dry. What I want you to think about is if you've ever had a hanging basket. And know that the hanging basket, when it gets real dry, all of a sudden, when you water, the water just comes right through the bottom of it. It just comes right through. And, water doesn't really sit. So I want you to think of, that when you're watering and saying, well, I don't want to get to that point. I want it to actually be able to absorb the water. So obviously we don't want to get a lot of the plants to the dry period. There are some out there that do want to be specifically, dry to that level. But we want to make sure that things like that don't get so dry and dry out completely. So those are just some things to really be thinking about now to get our plants established for later on in the year. So I do believe we have a phone call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Northborough.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I got a question about my vegetable garden. I have a lot of moss this year. Can I use that Scott moss out in my vegetable garden?
So the Scott's moss out, I'd have to look at the active ingredient. I think it's an iron phosphate. You said it's the Scott's moss control?
Right.
It is an iron phosphate, I believe. I'd have to look at the back of the package, but a lot of times it'll just say for lawns only. That's what I would double check on the back of that one, because I know sometimes it can be an issue. My biggest thing, I would kind of look at I'm trying to read the label at the same time as we're talking to see if I can get you some more information.
Okay.
It's mostly iron. So iron would be, there are products out there like Ironite or, liquid iron or iron tone that have those aspects. I'd have to look and see how much iron is in it, comparative to the others. I can't get close enough to the package on the website here to see what's actually in it, without, not paying attention to the radio, but we're live, right? So I can't do that.
I'll be listening if you can just talk later after an intermission.
Yeah, once I get off the break, I'll take a deeper look to see what the active ingredient is, because they do have different ones. And I don't want to specifically say, oh, yes, this is perfect for you. And then it's a different active ingredient. That being said, the long-term effects, what I'd like to see you do for the garden is that means it usually has a couple meanings behind it. It's not just about getting rid of the moss. It's about helping the soil underneath it, right? It could mean a number of things. It could mean your pH is too low. It could mean there's a clay-filled soil. It could mean there's trapped nutrients stuck in there. So what I like to do with something along those lines is use a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or the product Sulfur from Natural Alternative. That helps break up some of like the hard-packed soil, soil that it helps release like the trapped nutrients to allow the soil to really just open up and become a little bit more porous, allow water to go through, allow the moss not to just sit there on top. And then on top of that, it would be to look at the pH levels. But, it would depend on, obviously, what you're growing. Did you say it was a vegetable garden?
Vegetable garden.
Okay, so you'd want your pH to be up some. So there's going to be adding lime to the soil as well. Because a lot of times moss will be there when there's a lower pH. And we want to look to have the pH level closer to like a 6.2 to 6.5 when it comes to the vegetable garden. A lot of those need like a neutral pH. So moss tends to have a lower pH level, so that's why we want to look at the lime as well. So what I'll do is during the break when I have some free time to pay attention to the computer versus, talking here with you, I'll see what the active ingredient is. And so when I come out of the break, I can give you that answer. I mean, you can even hang tight with me. I still got another minute before the break, but you can hang tight with me. So when we get back, we can discuss it a little bit more. The other thing I'd be looking at doing is for the long-term effects of the vegetable garden, I'd be looking at doing a soil test.
Okay.
To see what else is going on underneath there. It might just give you some of that good information that just says, oh, your pH is at like a 5.8. We need to raise it. Or, you know, magnesium is high or calcium isn't enough. You know, these are things that would tell us right on there. Like, if there's not a lot of calcium, it might show that there's been issues with your tomatoes before because tomatoes like the calcium aspect. You know, so those are things that it would come out and say, you know, look at these points, and then we can help the rest of the garden as well. So that would be something I definitely look for you to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. So when I come out of the break, I'll definitely have an answer for you. So you can either hang tight or just listen. And we'll definitely.
Listening.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. All right,
Bob. Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to using the Scott's Moss product in the vegetable garden. Now, I said I was going to look at the label a little bit during the break. You know, it's one of the things that I have always found and always know is reading a label and following it to a T. The people who have built the products and done all the research and all of that have spent a lot of time to figure out, you know, the exact rate and what you need to do. So that's why, you know, I like to read the label. So sometimes you might hear me just saying, all right, I need to read the label, that type of thing. It's just, I'd like to make sure we're right on there and right safe to where we need to be. So, that being said, I took a look at the back of the label. It is a ferrous sulfate. And then I went a little bit deeper into the package. And the guaranteed analysis was 16% calcium, 5.75% iron. So that's actually a couple of those things here are pretty good here because there's some calcium in there. So calcium is going to help the garden, especially if you have some tomatoes. And then the iron at the same time will help green up if that's what, you know, for the idea behind it would green up the lawn and help with that. But it does break down the moss that is there. So, all of that being said, what I had done was I took a look at the active ingredients, and it actually does state in multiple areas that it can be used in a vegetable garden as long as you pay attention and use exactly the rate that it says to do, like it would be on the lawn here. So I was looking at the back, the package, Regular rate would depend on the spreader setting. So they have a couple spreader settings. They have the rotary, the drop spreader, and then they have that hand spreader. And it'll tell you exactly how to do it for there. But follow the instructions to a T. Don't do more. Don't overdo it. More is not better. The one thing, so I did read the package, and it was just saying, do not apply near water, storm drains, or drain ditches. And the other thing is, do not apply if heavy rain is expected. So those are a couple items on there that I'd be looking at. But the active ingredient when it comes to the Scotts, as long as you follow the instructions, you'll be able to use it in the vegetable garden. You don't want to do more. When you do more for any chemical or even organic spray, it can overdo it and do too much and can end up hurting what you're looking at doing. So, like I said, this can be used safely in the vegetable garden. Just need to follow the labels to it. So if you have some moss in there, they'd be taking a look. But, as I was stating before, there are some other issues that go along with it, with moss. And Bob knew that. But we need to take a look at everything and say, all right, what's the pH level? What other elements are in there that are doing this? And then really taking a look at helping break down what we need to do in the soil. Because that's very important for the long term. It's not just about this year. You can do a few things. You can, have success this year by using certain products. But we want to look at the long term as well. We don't want to just look at the now. We want to be successful for the future as well in that garden. So that's why we want to take a look at a soil sample and say, all right, I want to be successful year after year, and I don't want this moss to come back next year as well. So those are some of the things that I would be thinking about right away for the vegetable garden. So I'm going to take a break. When we get back, we'll be more of your questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take that break.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Help may be coming soon for businesses confused about new mask guidelines. The CDC says fully vaccinated people in most cases can go without masks, but there's no way for businesses to make sure if people are fully vaccinated or not. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Good Morning America Saturday.
Over the next few weeks, you're going to see more and more explicit, granular description of what can and cannot be done.
Fauci also says there's a possibility those who are fully vaccinated may need to get a booster shot at some point, but it's still too early to know for sure. Meanwhile, COVID cases spiking in the Latin America Caribbean region. This month alone, the region accounting for almost a third of all cases, despite having less than 10% of the world's population. George Floyd's family getting a White House visit. President Biden inviting the Floyd family to come Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden hoping to get a police reform bill inspired by Floyd's case passed by Tuesday, but that's unlikely. The bill's still awaiting passage in the Senate after passing in the House. This is USA Radio News. Another peaceful day in the Middle East Saturday, the second day of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, Egypt helping broker the ceasefire after 11 days of deadly fighting. Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the peace long-lasting. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson says President Biden can help by getting tough with Iran.
We should be using our leverage right now with the Iranian nuclear deal to negotiate on behalf of Israel right now and put a stop to this. And we should have been doing it a long time ago.
Jackson speaking to One American News recently. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. Haitians getting another 18 months in the U.S. Biden yesterday granting Haitians temporary protected status. Homeland Security says Haiti has serious security concerns, social unrest, an increase in human rights abuses, crippling poverty, and lack of basic resources. An endurance race turns deadly in China. 21 people killed during a 62-mile ultra-marathon Saturday. Chinese media says when the race started, it was sunny. But as the race went on, runners had to deal with freezing rain, hailstones, strong winds, and low temperatures that led to hypothermia. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be another warm one. It's going to be going to get real hot today, coming into the 90s, at least down where I am. So that's going to be fun. I've never been one for the heavy heat. I'll take 60s and 70s all day long, but that's just me. I know a lot of you are excited for some of this warm weather to be here, but. You know, as I was saying earlier, has a lot to do with our watering habits going forward. So, you know, for a lot of the plants that we have are trying to become established, you know, one of the tips that I have found in the past that has really worked, and I wanted to, bring it up with you guys so you kind of have that idea as well. Is heavy soakings when you water, especially with some of the new, new plants that you're putting in, your shrubs, trees, those types of things, because they can really use it, and that's how they are going to become the most established. One of the things that I would be looking at doing is with, some of those, the new shrubs, trees, etc., I would be taking the hose out and I'd be just using it as a trickle, right? I'd put it down on the ground, just put the hose right on a trickle. Let it sit to your new shrubs and trees, depending upon how big it is, anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. And just let the water sit there and seep in. That trickle, what it does is it slowly gets in there. It takes away some of those factors we were talking about earlier. When you see that, like a hanging basket, when it's really dry and you water and you're watering with a heavy wand, it just goes right through, right? Well, we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So that's why that trickle effect is part of it. So want to just, you know, reiterate that because it is so important this time of year. Now, we do have some phone calls on the line, so I do want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. What can I do so I get more blooms in my iris beds?
Okay. So the iris beds, is it just iris that are in there?
Yes, it's just iris. Some do have blooms, and there are some that just don't have any.
Okay. Now, have you fertilized it all in the past?
No.
Okay.
Is that a secret?
Well, yeah, so, you know, feeding them and just getting them, you know, a little bit of food during the season is going to help bring them, you know, more blossoms. A lot of times a heavy, like, phosphorus number will help to bring some of those blossoms out. That way, you know, it develops the root system and brings it up a little bit. So what I'd look to be doing, you know, is using on a regular basis, like a 10-10-10, or, you know, first thing in the spring, getting something like a super phosphate, like a 0-44-0 or a 0-18-0. Any of those would be fine. So that super phosphate, it helps the root system develop, but what that also does is helps the root system to allow it to have, you know, deeper roots, so it'll absorb that water easier, but it will also help it push blossoms on your plants, and that's what you're looking to do. So that superphosphate is very important if you're looking to get more blossoms for the season.
Well, the funny thing is there are some that have blossoms that don't get fertilized or anything, and I have just others that's completely barren.
Yep. So
I was just wondering what was going on.
So that could be, you know, being not having enough nutrients. What could happen is certain ones have enough nutrients, but the other ones around it don't. And so that's why I would say using something along the lines of that superphosphate to give them back something to help develop the roots a little bit more and to push that.
So where does the nutrients come from that I haven't fertilized?
Well, some could just be in the ground naturally.
Oh, really?
Some could be coming from, you know, the environment just based on it. It's not just, you know, it's not.
Okay.
You know, a lot of it is natural.
I didn't realize that.
But we do like to be able to add some of those nutrients to help establish your plants for the longer term.
Okay.
That's some of the things that we really want to do to help your plants become established even more.
Okay. So what is... Does anybody just carry phosphate?
Can go to like a local garden center.
Okay.
And some Espoma products out there, so there's some other products. But you're looking for a super phosphate.
Okay.
Something either 0-44-0 or 45-0 or 0-18-0. But if you just say super phosphate at a local garden center, they're going to know exactly what you're looking for.
Okay, great. All right. And I suppose I'd have to do that early in the spring. Is it too late to do it now?
You could do it now because the irises haven't fully, you know, come up and developed. I know there's, you know, they have some growth showing at this point.
Yeah.
But they're not fully there. You might not see all the effects from this season, but it will help it in the long term.
Okay, that's terrific. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Alice.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
TJ's from Dova.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
No, good to hear from you again. Yes, I decided that the community I live in here at the Maple Suites Garden Club manager, I am now plant man. thanks to you guys. I appreciate that. I was going to be the garden guy, but Plant Man seemed to be most heroic. And you guys started it all, so it's kind of fun. Anyway, I'm getting some great plants coming in from Dover Agway, one of my favorites. I push them along because they're local, and they do well. Nice people. And I'm getting Chinese lantern plants, one of my favorites. I haven't touched them for a long, long time. Any clues of where and where to put Chinese lanterns? Gorgeous plant.
Okay, so are you going to pot these up? Are you going to put them in like a garden?
In the garden, in the ground, yeah. I believe they're perennials, and they like partial shade. I've got four gardens I'm running for all the people here, the elders, so they can see and smell and touch and feel. And this is one of the new ones that they can actually see. Because right now everything is just green. I don't have any color yet. It's too, well, now's the time for color, but right now I've got my chocolate mint, the pineapple mint, the regular mint, and just fun things for them to do.
Okay.
I'll be 60 next week, and these guys are 70, 80s, and 90s, and some are 100s. And so it's just fun for them to deal with some beauty from looking out their windows and also be able to taste and smell with the mint. That's gotcha. What I'm doing.
All right, so the Chinese lantern, are they going to be already started or are they going to be seed?
They're started. They should be delivered today.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to drop them in the ground.
Perfect. Sometimes with the Chinese lantern plants, the seeds are harder to germinate, so you've got that first step already taken care of, which is perfect. That you don't have to worry about because they do have some issues sometimes. Not all will germinate. You got to almost have them in the perfect situation, that type of thing. Now, these guys are winter hardy in our area. They go through zone 3 to 9. Definitely are going to be fine with that because there's no way in Dover you're not going to be at a 3. I think you're closer to a 5 anyways. So you should be fine with those for over winter, so that's perfect. What you need to do is this is one where it will take some light shade, but it will also do full sun. And wants to have a wet soil. Right. It doesn't want to dry out. Drying out can be detrimental to it.
That makes a big problem for me because I have four gardens running, maybe five. And one of them, I get no water because I got trees all over it. There's where the shade comes in. And it gets a little water, obviously. And since we're in a drought, from what I looked at my forecast, we got 10 more days where we'll maybe get a thunderstorm. But other than that, we're not getting any water. And so my job is to get exercise and take my watering can like a bonehead and run around and water it and run back and get more water. It's a ridiculous product. Which reminds me, is there any product out there that has a backpack or something else than me taking a watering can out?
Well, so what you should be looking to do, to be honest with you, is look at something along the lines of like soil moist. Right. Soil moist is a granular that you put into the soil and it actually absorbs it's like 10 plus times the size of it and it will hold moisture so that the long term, so you don't have to water as much, but you kind of just mix a little bit into the soil and then water it in. You don't want, this is one product that you don't want to do more. More is not better when it comes to this because you'll basically what'll happen is it's like little volcanoes will start to pop up in the garden of these granules, and that's not what we're looking for, right?
No.
So that's one of the things where you look at and say, all right, more is not better. So definitely at that point look at the. Look, at the package and say, all right, this is exactly how much I need to use and use that amount. But soil moist would definitely help keep some of that moisture into the ground there so you don't water as much. So that's it.
The landscaping property just mulched everything, which is good, and they don't use red mulch, which I'm a big no fan of red mulch because of the dye, but we have regular mulch, and it does get some moisture, and the sprinkler systems hit some places. I've been out walking in the rain, when it's not raining, but walking in the sprinklers and seeing what's getting watered and what's not. So that's a good product for me to figure out where it does not get watered.
Yep. Right. So definitely on that. But I think that soil moist will definitely help you. And you can use it for house plants as well. To take some time away from having to water at all times. But it's the same granular that's in a baby's diaper. So it absorbs that much. It's not a bad thing. It's not going to hurt the plants by any means, but it definitely is that same type, so it'll definitely be helpful for you.
Okay, hey, one more. I know the break's coming on because I hear the music, but after you get out of the break, give everybody in your audience about the corpse plant. It's coming up this year, along with the cicadas. The corpse plant.
All right.
Every 10 years, it blooms and stinks.
All right. We'll take that break. We'll be back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float in organic mosquito dunks in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, real quick before I get into a couple phone calls, TJ had mentioned the corpse flower. What I recommend doing is taking a look at it. It's actually pretty cool. It's one of the biggest flowers out there. Can get up to like 10 to 15 feet tall. Some of them will actually grow only flower every 7 to 10 years. So that's what he was discussing a little bit towards the end there. But they're kind of pretty cool looking. But the thing about it is they have a pretty bad smell to them. So that's one of the things. You'll see them in a lot of botanical gardens. So I just want to bring that up. Now, we do have those calls, so I want to get back. Nathan, who's up next?
Terry's in Providence.
Terry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning. How you doing? I have a weeping cherry tree that's about 25 feet tall.
Okay.
And the lower limb is about 4 or 5 inches in diameter. And it has a split in it, and the split is about 18 inches to 2 feet. And I went online, and they recommend removing the limb. And I was wondering whether or not you thought I had any kind of an alternative to that.
So how long has the limb been broken?
I just noticed it the start of the season here.
Okay.
About a month or so. it flowered. In other words, the tree flowered. The limb is alive.
Yep.
But okay. I don't know that there's anything that can be done with the split. You could put your fingers in it. So it's a substantial split.
Gotcha. You know, sometimes there's like a sealer that you could do. Sometimes on the split, if you make fresh cuts and somehow get able to, like, bolt the two of them together, you can do that. You know, there are techniques out there that arborists have done where they do bolt trees together to hold weaker, what they call weak crotches, where the branches can easily split like that. It's not necessarily, just cut it and be done with it. What I'd like to see you do, to be honest, is possibly talk with a local arborist and just see if they have the ability to bolt it together. I've seen it done on a number of, trees. Sometimes, bigger trees, so they don't want them to, split and hit the house or something along those lines. But it provides extra shade or something. They want it to stay. So I would think about seeing if an arborist has the ability to even do it, or if it's something that they think would work. Because I wouldn't just say, all right, it's done, I'm going to cut it. Something that big, that's a substantial amount of the tree coming out. What I've seen happen is what they'll do is they'll basically drill through the tree, make a hole through it, and then take a bolt to hold it together in a way so that if it does more splitting, it's going to hold it a little bit and help to do that. And they could also look at cabling it, where they cable part of the tree to the other part of the tree to hold it together so that it doesn't just start eventually falling down and falling off and then splitting from the tree itself. So there are a couple options, but that might be, either one of those might be the best, where I would just say, have an arborist, give them a call and tell them what you have and see if it's even, if they're able to even do something along those lines. I wouldn't just say, all right, it's done. That's just me. For something that big, that's established for a number of years, it's going to take some time to replace something like that. So I would try for a few things before I just said it was over for me.
All right. Thanks very much. We'll give it a try.
No problem, Terry. Have a good one.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, there'll be more of your questions. So definitely give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be back in a few.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.